This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Today, Colorado's Health Department issued a public health order to GEO Group and its immigrant detention center in Aurora. It's a push by the state to allow health authorities to investigate the possible spread of tuberculosis at the facility. Read more by coming to CPR.org. Virtual education can reduce marijuana and alcohol use among American Indian and Alaska Native young adults. That's according to a National Institutes of Health-funded study. The Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey has more.
The program is dubbed Traditions and Connections for Urban Native Americans, also called TACUNA. It looked at typical and cultural practices that aim to prevent substance abuse. In the study, hundreds of indigenous people aged 18 to 25 participated for a year in TACUNA care versus those in a standard substance abuse program. Both groups showed improvements, but only the TACUNA group reported decreases in how often they consume alcohol or marijuana and use less of it. I'm the Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey at KANW in New Mexico.
Colorado's newest and largest coal plant is still broken 1 year after it went down. CPR's Ishan Takor.
Xcel Energy's Comanche 3 power plant in Pueblo has been offline, and Xcel has struggled to fix it. Now, it's likely the outage could lead to higher customer bills. Xcel wants customers to cover at least $77 million in costs this year, which includes buying more power from fossil fuels. It's also keeping Comanche 2, a sister power plant, open well past its retirement date.
This is CPR News. It's 6:06.